Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sanspants Radio. I got phlegm in my throat and love in my heart.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, how did inceptioning start?
Do you reckon they call it inceptioning?
No.
100%. Also, I just want to give our audience just a bit of backstory. Got to break the fourth wall here for a second.
No, never know how the kitchen is made.
Yes.
I'm a carpenter and I don't want to know.
I watched Ferris Bueller's Day Off and the one takeaway message from that was like, I liked when he talked to me directly.
No, douche, you're going to ruin the majestic of it all.
Hey, listeners.
No, stop it.
I'm sorry to inform you, Zammit, but it's happening.
No, boo.
Anyway, we've made this unexciting story even exciting. Anyway, so I just want everyone to know that when we started Plumbing the Death Star, we wrote down a bunch of topics. I'm like, oh, we'll do these eventually. This was written down before we'd recorded the first season, and we just never fucking did it. So this is one from the archives, guys.
That's true.
But we're recording
it's got a proud history.
Inceptioning, how did it start?
Well, it's the kind of thing that you can't imagine anyone sitting down. Until the movie Inception came out, it wasn't something I considered. I was never going to invent inceptioning.
Well, what is the technology?
Well, it's a machine that you plug into your veins, maybe, and then you go to sleep. Uh-huh. And then when that happens, we go in the top dream. That's how I would explain it to the rich businessman. What do you intend to do? Go in the top dream with a vein machine?
That's the, like, the...
Then I dab.
I just feel that is the worst explanation of inceptioning I might have heard.
Hey, you know how people dream? Yeah. What if you could invade those dreams and steal?
Or change a thing. Make them think a thing, because we're inside their brain, so they think they thought the thing.
No.
Also, you know how, like, when you dream when you wake up?
Inceptioning is the fucking concept. The technology is just going into someone's mind.
You go in their sleeping mind, in their dreams.
Yeah, in their subconscious.
Yeah, in their dreams. Yeah.
And then you inception their thoughts.
No, that would be just the, like, hey, that's a bonus thing we can do.
A requiem for a dream, if you will.
You hang around inside the brain and you push shit over and you see when you come out of the brain what happened to the guy.
No, you're a mat. So you have the technology.
Hang on, Zamina. Requiem for a dream. That's an interesting sentence. I haven't seen the film, but what does that... how is the concept of the film a requiem of a dream?
What's a requiem?
It's like a...
I don't know.
A reprise, isn't it?
I'm going to quickly Google what requiem means.
I'm pretty sure it's a reprise.
I mean, it's not the film we're discussing, Dusha, but okay.
I said requiem for a dream and now I want to know.
It's a mass for repose of the souls of the dead.
Well, that makes even less sense.
Yeah, fuck
so
that
you're,
movie.
I guess your dreams are dying.
That makes sense in the context of the film.
Have you guys both just taken stupid pills this morning? I just feel like
that's
I've come
breakfast.
In, we've sat down, and you're just like, I'm going to be a dumb fuck. And
I woke up early, I poured myself a milk in a bowl, and then I went to the... We had two cereals. One was Dumb Fuckos and the other was Cheerios. And they look real similar. And as I poured it in, instead of making a ksh, it made a duh.
And then you seem to be douches come, oh, what are you having?
No. Cheerios, I reckon.
You fucking idiot. I don't live here. I woke up this morning, got out my toast to put on some toast, and I was in the cupboard. There was two fucking jams. There was strawberry jam, and this jam will make you a dumb fuck.
I was like,
not strawberry today. I'm sick of strawberry jam. And I got a big spoonful and just slopped it down on my toast.
As you spread it across your sandwich, you're like, this is going to be good.
And I was like, can't wait to talk about Inception.
That was our mornings. That was every morning.
What was your morning?
I made eggs.
There you go.
Dumb eggs?
Eggs that make you a fucking idiot? I don't get it.
This concept of clever breakfast is frightening and makes no sense.
I don't understand clever breakfast.
Tell me more about top dreams.
We got all the different levels of dream, top to bottom.
Okay.
Top, then middle, bottom.
All right, so inceptioning is just the concept of going in someone's mind and being like, what if we plan an idea? And
yes.
The whole thing was like, we have this idea.
Well, it's
the
inception
we can,
of an idea.
So yeah. We can have this technology that goes and just into someone's brain. But what if we, while we're in someone else's brain, thought of the concept of going into that person's brain and they keep going further?
Well, presumably it began in a laboratory.
So, yes.
And someone was like, hey, we've invented this technology that lets you go into a brain. God, I hope a heist team doesn't get control of it.
Again, it's like no one invents a bank thinking, gee whiz, I hope someone makes a fucking heist and steals from me.
No. But that's a totally different
thing. We're not inventing the bank. That's like somebody inventing a safe drill and being like, God, I hope a heist team doesn't get this safe drill.
It's like the inventor
drill.
Of a gun being like, I hope no one shoots the good guys with this.
Yeah, they invent the brain technology for Alzheimer's or...
Yeah,
just to
why?
Get in.
Like, why go to someone's dream?
Yeah.
No one is like, fuck, I'm having a dream that... I had a dream, so I'm going to wake up in the morning and change my entire life.
Because you're not going to a dream, you're going into someone's subconscious.
Well, the thing is, we're kind of already...
So it's mind control.
It's basically, you got several reasons why you'd invent this machine.
Yeah.
It's like, one would be the altruistic way, which is someone has any kind of mental illness or...
So we go in...
Or they're like Alzheimer's or something like that, or a disease or an illness that affects the mind.
Yeah.
Or someone's in a coma, and they want to go in and communicate with them, or they want to go in and try and fix the problem.
Hey, buddy, you're in a coma.
Wake up, Anya. Hey. And just slap him a few times.
It wouldn't really help with Alzheimer's or anything, because it's not like you're going in there and you're messing around with the brain. You're just going around in there and...
All right, so maybe not Alzheimer's, then maybe it's
But also not a coma. You can't just yell at a coma patient until they wake up.
We don't know.
I've yelled at heaps of unconscious people.
Get out of the hospital, sir!
Have you yelled from the inside?
Well, coma, maybe. But I don't think, it couldn't really work for mental illness. Because you're just like going in a dream.
Yeah.
If someone in your dream was like, wake up, well, I guess, maybe.
Because again, think about sort of mental illnesses or even just even though mental illnesses are just someone being, I want to be a better version of me.
Yeah.
And so they kind of go into the subconsciousness, as it were, and try to have that, you know.
But don't you need to not know it's happening for you to think it's your idea, otherwise it doesn't work? Isn't that the premise of the film?
Yes.
Like, if they went in your head and were like, hey, Jackson, work out more, I've got to be like, no! You told me to, so I won't.
Well, again, the
whole
point is...
That's my favorite play.
You wouldn't have known that, or the people who invented this wouldn't have known that until they had tried.
Yeah.
So maybe they're like, maybe look, we want to go and inception them, because we need to do that, because we have all these studies that prove that just going in there and being like, oi, sell your dad's company, doesn't work.
It's weird, though, because King Inception, man.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Cobb.
The Lord of Inception?
Cobb.
Lord Cobb.
Cobb.
We talking Cobb? We talking
King Cobb.
Leonardo?
Yeah. He is like, here's a wild, crazy idea that we've only tried once and it didn't really work. So it's
Ken Watanabe? Who are you talking about?
The big... Cobb. Yes, Cobb.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio. Right. He says to rich businessman, we can't... Look, we can do this, but it's only ever half worked.
So, and last time we did this, my wife died, maybe.
Yeah, so I don't...
She got lost in a dream and then killed herself.
Yeah.
Sure did.
Dumb.
Wait for the train. This is the way we'll do it. I'm not just going to imagine myself dead because I'm in a dream. I'm going to imagine an incredibly painful way to die. Anyway... So I reckon it just came about because that's the kind of thing scientists do. I was looking the other day, I was watching this video, and it was this scientist, this lady, she'd come up with a way of seeing what a cat sees.
Okay.
The same as us, but from lower?
No, it was nuts. No, it's blurry and weird and gross. Everything's kind of fuzzy, but that's not for anything. We're not achieving anything by doing that. Presumably someone's like, well, let's take some technology. We get a base level technology. And, look, we can actually go into dreams with this.
Cats see in black and white.
They see in color, but it's always flickering.
That's odd.
It is.
That's like strobes all the time.
Sick.
Club life, but
no wonder
forever.
Cats are notorious for having seizures.
Yeah, they're always strobing out.
Yeah. So, yeah, it'd be invented for the pursuit of knowledge to be like, hey, we got this thing that we can see inside someone's dream.
Yeah, like,
so they would
not?
Have gone to Let's do that. Gander. And they would have been like, well, how can we utilize this? Mm. And there would have been several different iterations of like, well, let's try and communicate with coma patients. Let's try and maybe see if we can help any kind of mental disorder.
It's probably good for dogs.
Sure. That's not where my next point was, but okay, let's just go down this path.
Dogs.
All right, take my hand, Jack. Let's yes. go.
Come
Thank
with
you,
me. And... Join me, my brothers right. in podcasting as we go down this particular train.
Dog dreams. Okay.
Yep,
yes.
dogs.
So dog isn't as clever as a person.
Oh, that's a fact.
We know this.
Yep.
And the reason you can't inception a person good is because they're too aware.
Yeah.
Dog ain't aware.
Okay.
Imagine we go in a dog's brain and we're like, stop shitting on the carpet. Dog's dumb enough, dog's going to be like, I thought that. Then you come out and dog's like, I had this great thought while I was dreaming to okay. not shit on a carpet. Plus, dog dreams, not that complex. Dog's eating a deer or whatever in a field. Mm. You're like, tap it on the shoulder. Hey, idiot, don't shit. No, don't say don't shit. Just Jackson, you came out of my dog and it's getting very sick. I think it's shat and mugs. Oh my god. Put me back in.
It's very complicated.
Shit! Shit! And then, shit before you die!
Then like popping a cork off a champagne bottle. Just a geyser.
I guess Jackson fixed them. Good on.
All right, well, I guess that's one thing. What about, say, I don't know, chimps or apes?
Yeah, well, apes are too complex. They got a complicated dream.
How do you know that?
Well, they're more complicated than a dog on the scale of complicated brains. Like, I wouldn't do it to a crow either.
What about a dolphin?
Yeah, nah. But a fish, sure.
See, I would give it a burl for most things.
Well, I mean, I'd give it a burl. I just don't think it'd work, you know.
I reckon there'd be a military process as well. Like, a military application.
To achieve what?
Because you go in there to be like... Because the whole thing is, like, people don't want to... I think it's... When they're shooting, like, combatants or enemy combatants, they actually don't want to shoot.
Yeah, yeah.
So they try and usually miss or whatever because of that. So he's going there like, oi! Shoot him.
Shoot him.
Hey, murder, it's good.
But it seems like, because we know that you actually can't do shit while you're in there, really, because other than when you inception.
Well, yes and no, because again, you need to be willing to.
Yeah.
And the reason why Cillian Murphy, is that his name?
He looks like a little Christian Bale.
He does. Yeah. While Cillian Murphy is there because they're trying to get him to sell his dad's company, right?
Yeah.
But if you go in there and be like, I want to change... I want you to then plug me in and do stuff to my brain so that I'm willing. Because when they go in there, it's like the brain rebels and they try and form like little combatant squads. To be
brain
like, get
militia.
Out of my brain! Fuck you! Bang, bang, pow, pow! If you're like, nah, I want this to happen. So it's almost like guided hypnosis or guided meditation.
Do we know that that works? If you want someone in there, you're good?
Well, I have about as much proof of this as you do that it doesn't work.
Because I seem to remember even when Cobb's happy going on his dream journey with his wife, that isn't the reason they have to go deeper so they can get away from them, from the scary mind devils?
Yeah, that's because Cobb's all kind of all messed up.
Okay. So I guess if you're prepared for it...
He went too deep in a dream, which is apparently also something you can do.
There's a bottom. Like I said, there's a top dream and a bottom dream.
There is a bottom dream.
Don't go to the bottom
dream.
Don't
go to your id?
No, it's super ego? Not a bottom dream. It's it's like you go beyond dreams. You go too deep.
It's more like you're like layers of subconscious.
Why does it look the same?
It doesn't.
No, but it does. Because they go down there and there's the town Cobb built, but they're in little Christian Bale's brain. Right?
No.
It there's shouldn't look architect. Like Cobb's subconscious. Oh, there's an architect.
Yeah.
Well,
never
that's
mind.
One of the things.
No, but the architect, why would the architect make Cobb's house? What I mean? Cobb ends up in his
because
dream
everyone that's
bottom.
Going in there is influencing the subconsciousness.
Is that what they say?
I would argue.
I don't
yes.
think that's the case
because everyone's going in there is playing a part in it all.
But it's only Cobb that goes down to the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but it's also Cillian Murphy.
Yeah. Cillian.
I think it's more realistic that the inceptioning technology exists, but they're like, it just doesn't have any practical application because we can't get it to work. And then the criminal underground finds it because it's not like a known thing.
No, but isn't it a known thing?
No. When Cobb's like, I can do this, and
dingus businessman, he's like, I don't believe you. And then it's happening, and he's like, I guess I believe you. Whereas if it was a known military technology, surely everyone would be like, oh, it's just Inception.
Is the technology known and the procedure is not?
No, the technology isn't known because when Cobb... Because the guy doesn't believe they can do it, rich businessman. And then he's like, hey, we were doing it all the whole time.
Does he not believe that they just can't pull it off?
No, because he's shocked when he finds out he was asleep. So, like, he's like, oh, my God, we were in my dream just then. And he's like, yeah, it's a thing we can do.
See, I would argue that it would probably be a military experiment. And that you were either using it for either training, like, better training their own troops.
Yeah.
To be like, you know... Don't be fearful. Don't do this. Don't do that. Or like, be better and all that kind of stuff. Because again, you may be more willing. You're more susceptible to it. Another one could be using it for interrogation.
Yeah.
So going into someone's subconsciousness, and whereas it seemed that Cobb and his team were kind of being more like espionage and kind of subtle. They could have been there as brute force and being like, "Tell us what we want to know."
I wonder if it's the kind of thing where if you go in with like a militia,
yeah.
You can just kill those things that try to stop you. But isn't it like the whole dream tries to stop you?
Yeah.
So like the world squishes around you.
Falling apart and stuff like that.
Because if you die in a dream, you die in real life?
No.
No, you just wake up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. But wait, isn't someone dying?
Maybe. Man.
They're shot and they get shot in a too deep dream.
That's true. And they have to get them out to the top layer. Otherwise they'll die in real life.
Have they gone too deep? Oh, if you go too deep, you can't wake up without a big kick.
Yeah.
It's just in general how you get out is with a big kick.
Yeah, but you have to...
That sensation of falling
the kick
backwards.
Has to be bigger with every layer.
Yeah.
And because a bloke dying, the kick has
gotta
to
be big.
Gotta be big.
That's
kick.
Why...
But if the kick...
Kick too small, man, no wake up.
Yeah.
Kick big, man,
wake up. Because isn't that why... Guy driving the car crashes the car.
Yep.
Yeah. He's got to wake everyone up.
Fall off bridge. Big kick.
They need to time
Biggest
it.
Kick is.
They need to time it so all kicks are the same.
Yeah, kick at same time.
Kick at same time.
Kick at same time, big wake ups.
Yeah, I think that's how it goes.
If one man kicks, no one wakes up. If the whole world kicks, everyone's awake.
Yeah.
One big kick for man, one bigger kick for mankind.
Wait, isn't it like in real...
One bigger kick for mankind is a big kick to wake up a man, is what they're saying.
Isn't it... In the real world, Sicilian Murphy gets shot, but because time's slow, they got time to wake up. They have to deal with it before Sicilian Murphy dies. Because they're in the car on the bridge and there's people shooting them. Are they already in a dream?
They're already in a dream when that happens.
Are you sure?
Yes.
They're on a plane.
What's
the
big
film?
Dream? Oh, plane. That's right.
That's
plane,
not the big dream. That's, big dream's the car.
Top dream car, middle dream snow hotel, bottom dream
compound. Yes.
No, that's snow. Bottom dream train.
No.
Yes.
Where's
under
the train?
Dream. The train that
it's like a desert.
Not a desert. Oh my God.
It's like a beach.
Talk Inception to me.
Okay.
I've seen it very recently, I promise.
Alive dream?
Yes.
Not dream.
Not dream.
Plane.
We're in a plane.
Top dream. Car on bridge.
Yes.
Second, middle dream one is hotel. Middle dream two is snow. Bottom dream or lower dream is city cob made with wife.
Yes.
Where train is. Thank God we sorted that out.
Yeah. Also man lost. Ken Watabi's also there, isn't he?
Yes, a bit. Somehow.
And he's real old?
Yes, but not really.
No, just in dream.
In real is young.
In real is young. In dreamy old.
Yes. Yeah.
Bottom dream too old. Time move too far.
Yeah, time move different in depending on layer of dream.
Yeah.
Common sense.
Yeah. So like big kick, actually slow kick. Want fast kick.
Yes.
But so... How did it start, though?
So, it would have been an experiment, and there would have been, like, I reckon it would have been a three-pronged approach, or at least been, like, there's something that exists, and then there are going to be three different uses. Yeah. One would have been, as I've said before, the altruistic kind of way, which is, like, let's try and help people who need help. So, we're going to have, like, people with depression, or people with, like, severe mental illnesses, ailments, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Or someone in a coma that's like, hey, even though we can't get you to wake up, we can at least communicate with you.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that would be, I guess... nice.
I guess it's nice that they can be like, oh, your son's in a coma, you can go in his dream. Just be hope like, he's not fucking in there or whatever.
Well, exactly. Like, Then you have the military component, which would be either trying to train people, like your own kind of troops, to be like, all right, we're going to, you know, inception, or we're going to, like, you know, have an architecture design different concepts and scenarios that, you know, you may have in real life, so that we're going to kind of run these through in your mind so that you're, you know, you're prepared. There's that whole kind of idea of, like, you know, visualizing a goal.
Yeah.
And so it's like, if you visualize something, you are going to be better at it. Yeah. There's done, like, a lot of those different stuff.
And I guess the third prong would then be going into dog's dreams, teach them not to shit
sorry,
on the carpet.
Yeah. Fourth, I guess it's four prongs. So the third one would be going into dogs, be like, oi,
don't shit on the carpet.
Shit. Oh, wait.
on the carpet.
Ah, we fucked it.
Not on the carpet. Shit outside.
Then there would have been the gamut of the animal kingdom to be like, what if we were in a whale's dream, I reckon? And then we do that for a bit.
Yeah.
And then the fifth one, I would argue, would be somehow pornography.
Yeah,
because
right.
that is what technology seems to want to do.
Well, I guess in a dream you can imagine anything.
Exactly.
It seems like it'd only be for the filthy rich that I could afford an Inception machine.
Ah, I want to know what the, like, cheap knockoff is.
Yeah.
Like, for the... the mass-produced sort of middle-class, somewhat poor.
Well, maybe you can just go in the top dream.
It's just like, that wouldn't even be that. It would be like, because everything has to have, like, an architect, right? Whatever, it's could design that. It would come with its own, like, pre-built architect. So everything looks like fucking... Remember the 90s cartoon series Reboot?
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
That's so disappointing.
Well, like the Lawnmower Man, but the original. So everything's, like, real shitty. Like, this is my subconscious. Yeah, fuck that polygon thing. All right.
Can you go in? You do go into your own subconscious, yeah?
Yeah.
You're there yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I reckon with the, like, the self-improvement aspect of it, probably going, you would just be you.
Yep.
You would just go into yourself alone. I'd just be so scared of fucking something up. What if I inceptioned myself accidentally?
Well, it's kind of what you want, isn't
it? No, but what if I inceptioned myself with something wrong? My brain's always firing off with, like, a million different thoughts.
Yeah.
What if I accidentally incept the wrong one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What if I wake up being like, I got to become a fisherman. That's my life from now on, is selling fish.
And then you're like, I guess that's what I'm doing.
This is just what I want.
Yeah.
So then at what point does this technology go from your five-pronged approach to something owned by the criminal underworld?
What about, like, a marketing approach? Sorry to kind of... It has a tangent, but, like, a marketing thing.
That's...
Just to be like, let's inception people to drink Coke.
But the problem is you'd have to do
drink Coke? All right, I'll be back.
The problem is you got to do it person by person. That's the issue there.
Just imagine just a marketing exec being like, okay... Hi, Coke. Hey, I know you have an idea. So what we're going to do here, it's going to cost a lot of money, but we can go, like, systematically go through a lot of people by people, tell them we're going to help them out with their, like, whatever problems they have. But really, drink Coke.
I mean, I guess it's the kind of thing if in your...
Oh, how about this?
Yeah.
I mean, look, it's not the nicest thing. Hey, Coke, I know you want to do this like you know, mental health awareness.
Yeah.
So we're going to go and get people and be like, hey, let's try and help you. Have a free inceptioning trial. What? And then we try and, like, help them out, as it were, to be like, hey, maybe, you know, do this, this, and this, and drink Coke.
Well, what if it's the kind of thing where it's like... So say, in your world, we're inceptioning for medical reasons anyway.
Yeah. I got a way to improve the system, but I'll just wait for you to say your thing.
Right. Well, what if it's the kind of thing where we're like, Coke just gets like an advertising deal? So yeah. You're going in to get out of your coma, but also the company has paid, Coke has paid them, so that when you come out of the coma, you're also like, I would love some Coke.
What about a Coke gun? What if this inceptioning was done with a gun?
Oh, like a taser?
Yes.
Drink Coke! Bzzap!
Or like you don't have to yell, you just get them.
Like the inceptioning machine is just
a
Coke.
Gun. Yeah.
Like sponsored by Coke. It's all just like Coke basically is selling these inception machines.
I really like the idea of like living in a world where there's like, I'm imagining a van, the doors open up, people come out and shoot you with the guns. The only, you wake up wanting Coke. It's not a crime. It's like nothing you can do against it.
There's no crime in subliminal advertising. Yeah. Trust me, I should know. Subscribe to Sandspan's Radio.
And drink Coke.
I hope the listeners want to drink Coke.
Like, I want to drink a little bit of Coke.
Yeah,
right,
Coke would be good. Yeah. Coke would be great. Make sure you head to sandspansradio.com/ live to book tickets to our upcoming shows.
If you can like somehow make the fans associate Coke and plumbing the Death Star, every time you drink a Coke, you're like, oh, Joel Dusha.
Yeah, if you're enjoying Coke, wait till you hear our bonus content. If you head to sandspansplus.com for as little as $5 a month, you can get so much extra shit to enjoy with your Coke.
Exactly. This is the problem, right? Once you get, like, Joe Q. Scum gets the hold of the Inception, like, let's see what we can do.
Yeah.
And they just keep trying and trying and trying to have any harebrained scheme to be like...
I'm just wondering what point it goes from being, like, a military and medical technology to something kind of only used by the fucking heists.
The criminal underworld.
Yeah, because clearly in that movie, nobody really knows what Inceptioning is. Oh, no, wait, don't they? Because don't they say that Sicilian Murph boy... has, like, he's been trained?
Yeah, because they say he's being trained against corporate espionage, which is why he has all those, like,
gun boys
to attack and everything. So,
and
if
the
you haven't
compound
been
has
trained,
snipers?
Well, then how come fucking old mate businessman has no idea what inceptioning is? Inception the guy, he's like, oh, yeah.
I think he probably maybe knows that the technology exists. Maybe he doesn't know what inceptioning is. Maybe he doesn't know what the process is. So at the very top of the episode, we ask, would they call it inceptioning? Maybe not. Maybe they're like, we're going to inception. He's like, what? And
they
explain
an
him. He's like, that's
oh, you're going to do a dream steal.
Yeah. No, it's opposite of a steal. A dream put.
Yeah, I know dream putting. That's
you weird colloquialisms.
That's so stupid.
Why don't we call it inceptioning? Because we're inceptioning an idea in them.
Oh, my
God. Helping
him. It makes so much more sense than dream putting. But we're going in there dream and putting things in.
We are putting
surely
in
dream putting is the superior word.
We're just trying to help them inception an idea.
Maybe it's stupid in that movie, in that universe, that when Cillian Murphy has been trained to protect the thing, he's like a safe in a compound. I would be like the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, but then you're drowning.
Why am I there?
Who invited Jackson?
But that's what...
I just won't go in the sea, whatever.
So where are you? Where are that you're
on
the
boat?
Thing, but that's what you're protecting. What?
I'm putting mine in a nuke.
So they need to go to you.
Yes.
And you're saying put you at the bottom of the ocean. So then why are you there?
No,
because that's what you.
Cillian
need.
Murphy puts the little piece of paper at the bottom of in the safe in the compound.
Okay.
Yeah, and they go in the compound, they crack open the safe, and they're like, oh, and now we can put this in the safe. Why have it somewhere, like, why not put it up fucking, why not put it in space? Then the inceptioning team are going to have to build a fucking robot rocket. Not a robot.
You could build a robot with rockets.
I guess. I don't know where robot came out.
Well, I guess it comes down to, you know,
I think
your,
he was just
your
trained
own.
Trained poorly, frankly.
Either that, or it's the. That's right, I'm remembering this movie now. Yeah, the safe. Open.
Yeah.
Or it could be something like, you know, he has to himself build it. So he would have to, like, be able to get there, if that makes sense. So if he was to, like, you know, build like an underground or underwater structure, yeah. he would have to have built that in his own mind.
Yeah.
So his mind palace, as it were, there'd have to be an access to his mind palace.
So otherwise he would otherwise, not be able to...
to make it.
Well, I just imagine a diving suit, but only one, and I'll have it.
All right, then. I mean, that makes sense.
There you go. That's
yeah, just... But then...
Yeah.
Someone get that diving suit, or maybe they dream themselves up or think up a submarine, and then it's easier to get to because there's no guards there because they're all drowned.
It seems like
floating in the ocean, being like, thought I trained some people to stop that.
It just seems weird to put it in a very notable place.
Well, it wasn't. What do you mean by notable?
What, like, as in. So maybe putting it underwater is not a good idea.
Yeah.
But why not be like, here is a garden of a billion rocks.
See, that's better.
In one of these rocks is it. I know which one it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't stop against Inceptioning, because in Inceptioning, they make you think that you want to get it.
Yeah.
But it would stop against mind thieves.
Put all of it in bombs.
Well, there's an idea as well.
Put your little piece of paper.
Yeah.
In a thing, an egg thing. Mm-hmm. But instead of eggs, it's grenades.
Yeah.
And then you put that in a lot of other...
Yeah,
grenades.
Like it's a supermarket where you're gonna go buy eggs, but all the eggs are grenades.
But
the note is in one of them. But and then even if you pick the right one, boom.
The supermarket is only eggs.
Yes.
I would become suspicious.
And is a dream.
Why do you have this egg market in your mind?
But I don't know. The problem is
pick one
if
up.
Everything is blowing up, then the your subconscious is blowing up, and then I'm assuming
is your subconscious
die?
Not.
No.
But explosive. I'm assuming, no, because otherwise... Like,
yeah, but if your subconscious is shooting at a van, how is that any better than mine exploding?
If you kill one of your subconscious fighting boys...
Yeah.
You're fine.
You're fine. I think it's just like a mental projection. It's not a real place.
Yeah, but like if you blow it up, you're obliterating it.
No, but I don't think that's how it works, because if you go in to steal something, which is what Cillian Murphy's
if
trained
If we go into
against,
someone's dream and take a shit on the floor, their brain isn't now shit.
I know that. I'm saying it's just like, then there's no... If you have bombs and everything like that, then like, surely it's just going to not be there.
No, because if somebody goes into the brain and steals a corporate idea, they just know it now. They don't steal it. The person who they sell it from doesn't now not know it.
But they're not stealing it, are they? He's putting something
in there? No, but that because when Cobb goes to old businessman guy, he's like, hey, we're going to do this. And he's like, oh, yeah, he's trained against having stuff stolen from him. They're like, we're not going to steal something. We're going to give something.
Yeah.
So stealing is just a thing that happens in that world.
So why not then just make your safe just the middle of a nuclear explosion is constantly going on?
That's what I'm saying. It's weird
that's
to
what
be
we're
like.
Saying. He got trained badly.
Yeah,
he
did get trained badly. The people who trained him were like, all you got to do is a compound some snipers. You're good. Don't even worry
about
it.
Or is it just that you sometimes need to go there yourself in your own mind palace?
Like, yeah, but it's you, so surely the guys won't fight you.
No,
also,
but if it's like a constantly exploding bomb.
Yeah.
Then you can't go there yourself.
Well, you probably can, because it's your dream. Just make it so that it only hurts you. There's no rules.
Yeah, that's true.
Make it so that it only...
He was trained wrong then.
Yeah, he was just trained by idiots who were like, the best way... Well, that's because, I mean, like, you know, if the movie was like, we're at the third level, the second middle level of his... Oh, it's just a big nuke explosion. We can't. It's not as exciting a film. I'm wondering what...
I don't know, trying to like... Somehow crack that puzzle. I'm excited.
Yeah, look. Not enough movies have a constantly exploding nuke in them. I wonder how they figured out the team you need. Because what do you need? You need an architect.
An Ellen Page.
An Ellen Page. She is the architect.
No.
No, she's the...
Tom Hardy's the architect.
Someone What's Ellen Page?
She's the creator. It's like an architect and someone to fuck with the architecture.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, no. Tom Hardy makes the world.
So look,
Ellen Page goofs
DiCaprio
the world.
Is the thief.
Yeah.
Gordon Levitt, Arthur, what's he do?
He's like the...
Manages and researches the mission.
Well, then you don't need him. Why is he in the dream?
Yeah.
Because he's only there for like the first layer or the second layer.
Second layer, yeah. No, they're second layer.
So he's the one that kind of works it all out how to do everything. He's the one that's like, he's the planning.
Stay out of the dream.
Yeah.
Well, he's the one who puts all the drugs in.
That's true. He's the one who puts the drugs in there and he's going to be there to pull the people out of the second level. I guess that makes sense.
All right. Ellen Page... So she's also an architect.
Yeah. Okay. You got two. Yeah.
Two. Oh, because
she wants to construct the various dreamscapes.
No, isn't there two architects? Because if one of them knows the layout, then because Cobb isn't allowed to know the layout because he keeps putting his dead wife in things.
Yeah,
that's right. DiCaprio was originally that dude, but then he just his dead wife just keeps popping up. Then you got Tom Hardy. Apparently, he's the fence forgery. That's right. That's what he does.
Oh yeah, he looks like people.
Yeah,
different people.
Yeah,
he's like the actor.
That's Ken Watabe. He's the basically financing.
Paul Hardy.
Isn't an actor. Yeah. Tom Hardy is. So Ken Watabe.
What about fella driving a van?
I'm getting there.
What's he doing? Why do you need a car to drive a van?
Explain
he's
to
a
me, Inception.
Pharmacologist.
So he makes the right drugs to put you on.
Why do we?
He's a chemist.
We don't put him in the dream, though, do we?
Yeah, he's in the second level.
He's in the first layer.
He's the one in the first layer.
He's the one driving the van.
He's
the one doing the big van kick.
What?
Oh, that's right. Because you got to put everyone to sleep. That's because every layer you go down, you got
to go to sleep again.
So yeah, which means that you're always losing someone in a layer to wake you up.
Yeah. So maybe the reason the heist team's so big is they're like, we're just gonna go very deep.
Yeah.
That sucks.
It's like a layer of a heist where everyone dies every step.
Yeah, exactly.
Where someone dies every step.
Yeah, not everyone dies every step.
Yeah, that's a failure.
I'm loving an idea of a heist. Like, imagine Ocean's 11, but George Clooney's ex-wife keeps turning up.
She does. It's Julia Roberts.
Yeah, but she's not dead. She's not, like, in the middle of the heist when that guy's trying to, like, climb out of the safe box or whatever. It's just her there. Yeah, so I want to know how they figured that out. I want to know who they lost to people that didn't have a fucking... what's that? Your anchor? What do they call it? Just the spinning top or the weighted dice.
Oh, yeah.
Or the whatever it is. Token?
Totem. So I guess this is probably one of those things where there's just a long history of research where it's just like we lost a lot of grad students.
Yeah, like people, if you don't have a totem, are you just trapped in the dream?
No. It's you just forget you're in a dream because apparently once you go to sleep, you're a dumb fuck.
Yes.
Surely. So imagine we go in, the three of us, we're inceptioning Adam, say.
Yep.
Okay.
Or Melody. Adam. Let's stop Melody shitting on the carpet.
All right. Our dog. Yep, cool.
Yep.
Oi, pop. Stop it.
No shits. On the carpet. Keep shitting, but not inside.
I didn't bring a totem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, this is real. I'm fairly sure I live in this
Jackson,
field.
Jackson, that dog is talking.
Yeah, that seems reasonable. But then, like...
you know what? Bye.
You just leave and pull me out. And I'm like, okay, I guess what would happen
is
that...
No, because if you die, you get pulled out as well. Is that why? Isn't that why Cobb's wife kept killing herself? Because she's like, you can't die in a dream, dickhead.
Yeah, that's true. She's like, it's not real,
she kept
idiot.
Killing herself. She killed herself once.
Yeah, but in the... Yeah.
In the real
prove
world.
Prove that she was...
Yeah. She's like, well, no, I think, if you die, you go up to the previous layer.
Yeah.
I think. Anyway, because otherwise, why would she get hit by the train? I'm not sure. But I guess the way people would die without a totem and the way you'd realize you need a totem is that, say, none of us had a totem. And we're all like, I'm pretty sure this field with Melody is real life. Then we just rot away and starve to death.
No, because time works differently. So what would happen is we would rot away and starve to death or live our life in Melody's field dream.
Yeah.
And then when we get to a ripe old age and die, and then we wake up like, oh, man, that felt like literally forever.
Well, that's not too bad then. I don't know why people are complaining.
That's pretty good.
It's just you want another... I mean, it's not fun because we're in a field full of carcasses, but like, that's
why
fine.
Why
it's not
a field full of... What do you think my dog is dreaming of?
Carcasses?
Eating them?
Eating carcasses? You telling me that's not what your dog's dreaming of? Telling me that's not what every fucking dog's dreaming of? Carcasses and hands that come down from the sky for pats. Long disembodied hands that come from the sky like a powerful rain down to pat your dog or us, because we're there as well amongst the carcasses.
Getting patted and chewing on carcasses.
Well, we don't have to eat the carcasses, but we probably should.
Yeah.
Well, we'd probably starve to death, and then I guess we'd eat the carcasses because we're starving.
Yeah.
So we live 80-odd years.
Yep. As a getting gently patted and eating carcasses.
Yeah, and then we wake up and we're like, that was crazy, oh well.
I think your mind might be broken, and maybe then someone needs to go incept in you.
Yeah.
To then, like, fix your brain.
So the way a totem works, just to refresh myself, is that it's an object that you physically have on your person that only you know the... Oh, no, it isn't. It's just something only you know the exact dimensions and physics of.
Yeah.
Because I'm fairly sure Joseph Gordon-Levitt is a carpet. That's not a joke. I think it is.
A piece of carpet?
No, whole carpet. He doesn't bring it with him. But I remember, because you fucking... Who's eating dumb fuck pills now?
Yeah,
at the start of the movie,
Joseph
Gordon-Levitt falls on his face and his hands fall on a carpet. And he's like, oh, and he feels it a bit. And he's like, that wasn't right. My carpet feels different.
Yeah.
And then he wakes up and he's like, I was in a dream.
Yeah.
Yeah. So his is a carpet. Cobb's is dice. Yeah. No, a top.
A top. Or a ring, depending on which theory you want to go with.
Yeah. And I forget everyone else's. So it doesn't even have to be something small.
No, it can just be like a feeling or something like that. Because like if you know exactly what like a pen feels like.
Yeah.
And a dream is like, it's a little bit wobbly. I'm in a dream. I got this. Yep. Nah, I'm in a dream.
Mine would be an ox that I just get the feeling of.
Have you ever felt an ox?
I would go to a zoo.
Yeah, look, you're getting stuck.
And I would find the ox. I'd give it a touch. I'd be like, yeah, I got a fucking feeling for this.
Yeah.
And then in a dream, occasionally, an ox would pop. And you'd be like, you just checking, Jackson?
Yeah.
Mine would be the taste of Coke Zero. Drink Coke. This is wrong. We're sleeping.
We are definitely sleeping.
We're having a nap.
This is missing that very, very distinct but subtle flavor of metal at the end of a mouthful of this Coke Zero.
This Coke Zero tastes too good. It's missing the bit that's not nice.
This man has clearly never consumed that much Coke Zero. He has not nailed the subtleties. This is a dream. We are in a man's brain. This dog doesn't know what Coke Zero tastes like. We need to get out. I need to drink Coke. And I need to visit sanspenceplus.com. Champ membership.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mine would be like a DVD copy of Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Would you have to watch it in its entirety? Or would you just know what it feels like?
Initially, I was going to go into like the feeling of it, but now watching it in its entirety seems all right.
Would you have enough attention to detail to notice any subtle things that were wrong?
No, not at all.
So I would just be enjoying just watching film. Catch Me If You Can.
What's great about that though is that
hey, Colin, shut up, sit down and watch this. This is a great performance by someone that looks like
just like you. I like that strange. In Douche's mind, if the dog hasn't had Coke Zero, the Coke Zero will taste wrong. If the dog hasn't seen Catch Me If You Can, you're going to get a very weird version of
just
Catch
like
Me If
everyone
You Can.
With dog faces. Yeah. I don't know if this is right or not, but I'm going to keep watching to see how it turns out.
I don't think your dog has ever seen an ox. Does that mean I'll just always know?
If I'm no, like, imagine like an summon ox. An ox and then something that is clearly not an ox will appear and you're like, maybe that is an ox.
We nap,
hey, Jackson,
boys. Yeah.
When do you ever see an ox in real life?
At the zoo sometimes.
So you'd have to go to the zoo in a dream to check.
Yeah.
If an ox just popped up in the street, like if we went outside and there was an ox in the street, would you
exciting.
Look at us and be like, this is a dream?
No, he just said how exciting.
He wouldn't
you don't
know
this head dream. No one giving big kick to Jack. Jack feet firmly on ground. Jack no moving. Jack patting an ox.
Holy shit, guys, an ox. Is that not your totem, Jackson? What?
What's a totem?
Let me just quickly sit down and watch this 2.5 hour film.
I gotta check. Something's not right. Okay.
Catch hey, this is can. Time sensitive. Yeah. Hang on.
We got ages. It's a dream or something.
It's fine. Whatever.
What if it's not a dream, though? Well, then we don't have ages.
Exactly.
It's
still
a risk
I'm
willing to take.
Guys, it's a good film. Watch it. Look, the necklace fell right off the back of a neck or whatever. It's real good.
I'm sad for you, Dusha, because you got enough Coke Zero for not the whole film.
Oh, no. But I'll know straight away.
Yeah. And then you can pull the two of us out.
There's no metal.
Or you can just leave.
No, your kick will be I'll grab both your heads and bang them together.
Oh, that wasn't a kick.
You don't leave, idiot. We wake up in the car crashing and we look over at you who's still asleep. You're like, well, then you got to run head first at a wall to wake up.
Oh, let's pick a fight with that ox.
Ah.
Hey, ox.
Ox kick you. That's a big kick.
You're going to get rocketed forward too much. Our problem is going to be we don't know kick degrees. We're bad at deciding the right level of kick.
Yes.
That's such a problem. Imagine we're at the third layer, nearly at the inception, and then a big kick happens. We're rocketed all the way back to real life. We're like, God fucking damn it. Or an explosion happens, and I'm at the center, and you're in the middle, and you're at the edge. Mm. And so I rocket back to real life. Zamet, you're like dream one, and Douche is like dream two or whatever. Like, well...
All the right, boys so are separate forever now.
We fucked
all right, so basically what we're going to do is every stage, we just got to get an ox.
Yeah.
That we just got to like smack on the rum so it kicks us and caves our chest in and sends us flying.
What if every level of the dream we have helmets that explode our head?
Oh!
at different degrees.
No, but no. We just need to set it so that if one goes off, they all go off.
Ah, clever.
So we always get kicked at the same time.
How about instead, because I'm scared of blowing my own head off, we put that helmet on that ox.
And the ox blows up. The ox wakes up in real life.
And the ox, in its exploding frenzy, kicks out and hits us.
The ox, it was the ox exceptioning us this whole time.
Waking up at the back of a car, panicking, kicking out a window.
I don't know what noise an ox makes.
Me neither.
It's very good to get like Sicilian Murphy in the middle of like six oxen. Yeah. Ball plugged in.
You destroy the car.
Is this how you inception? I'm a professional, yes. This is how we do it. Oxen, they're just so sneaky.
Imagine we get to like layer three and we all become oxen ourselves. And we're like, something went wrong. Something went wrong in layer three. I don't know what it is. This ain't right, guys. I'm going back to layer two, still an ox. Mm. I'd be scared to wake up. Yeah, guys, what if I am an ox?
You wake up and there you are, just an oxen attached to Sicilian Murphy.
Oh my god, I was an ox the whole time.
I forgot. I dreamed too deep.
I dreamed I was a man.
I was an ox dreaming I was a man.
Not
a
dreaming man. I was an ox.
Oh no. Inceptioning scary.
An ox that was dreaming that was a man, was dreaming that was an ox that dreamed that his wife killed himself.
See, really, you know, what we assumed was layer one, which was the car crash was actually layer two.
Oh no.
Layer one
was what is actually considered real life. And the but top the layer... real top layer, i.e. the actuality, a bunch of oxen in a field having a think.
Not even asleep, just Not having a
sleep. Just having a hard think.
What if I was an inception?
What if I was a man who went into other men's dreams? And something spooked it, he kicks, he's like, I got an idea.
Even
big
if
kicks.
If I went all the way back up, say I went in the car and I'm an ox, and then I got that we hit the water and I was an ox again, and then something else happened and I was finally a man. Every time I saw an ox, like, my life would be destroyed. Imagine you just driving along, you look in a field and there's an ox. You'd just be like, is that me?
When I see a thing, I'm not like, is that me?
But if you'd been an ox.
No.
You might be like, is that one of my kind?
I'm a man currently, and when I see another man, I'm not like, is that me? Excuse me, sir, are you me?
But you've never swapped around.
Yeah.
You don't know.
I was a boy, now I'm a man.
But not
when I see a boy, I'm not like, are you me from the past?
Yeah, but not instantly.
Not
it was
like
a gradual.
That.
No, it was through puberty.
It was, yeah.
Like how most people do it.
I think when you came out of a dream, you would. I would not know what was real and what was.
Oh, exactly.
If that's different, most of my dreams... I wouldn't see an ox and be like, that me.
Maybe, though.
Well, no, it would that more, me.
It might just be you see an ox being like, I'm still dreaming.
Yeah.
You go up and touch it. You're like, oh, this is nice. This is good.
This is what an ox is.
And then it kicks you and
like.
You wake up and you're like,
I just keep kicking myself. Oh, that's exactly what happened to Cobb's wife.
Yep.
That's what would happen to me. It's good to imagine Cobb, his wife, and me at the bottom. How did we get to the bottom dream, Cobb?
Cobb, you fucked up somewhere. How do they get to the bottom dream?
They just keep going, yeah. I think.
Just like, I don't know. I can imagine just that beach field or whatever. And it's just like, there's Cobb, his dead wife, and you on as an ox. an ox with your voice.
Hello.
Help!
Hey, am I an ox in real life, Cobb?
Cobb.
Is this good?
Cobb's not a name.
Cornonda, I'll call you.
And Mrs. Cornonda, in brackets, deceased.
Yeah,
his name's
that
Dom.
Train is coming.
His name's Dom Cobb.
Dom Cobb, Dominic Cobbinetti.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
And I've been Dumb Joel.
And that's how inceptioning work.
Or big started, which kicks. Is what the question was.
With our big kick.
Drink Dumb Coke and visit our SansPants Plus website to give us money. We deserve it. I need to get paid more for this gold. Dumb fuck jam ain't free. That Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to sanspantsradio.com and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps. And if you want to support us, head to sanspantsplus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.